Stacy Spring is a professional bassoonist, educator, and advocate for the arts here in Chattanooga. In the past year, Stacy has been one of the teaching artists working in our community through the Wolf Trap program at UTC's Southeast Center for Education in the Arts, now known as the Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC. Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell me how you got into music.
Oh, goodness. Well, I started as a kid, I think, basically wanting to take after my older siblings. They got piano lessons, and so I strong-armed my parents into giving me piano lessons. And I got a little bit of a head start in band because of that. And I had some inspiration from, again, looking up to my older brother. He was in band, and he was going to summer band camp. And as a third grader, I was too young to go, but I wanted to be able to go. And I had gotten a saxophone that year for my birthday. I really wanted a saxophone. My grandpa taught me how to play that a little bit, and so I convinced them to let me come to summer band camp. And so then by the time I got to sixth grade, when you normally start band, I was a little bit ahead of the game. And so then that's when I was introduced to the bassoon, which can be a little bit more of a challenging instrument. And also I could read bass clef because of my taking piano lessons. And so that's kind of how I got into the world of bassooning.
Tell us more about why it's challenging.
Well, it's a lot larger. It's a very large instrument, and it has lots of thumb keys. There's 9 keys for the left thumb. We have to use our thumbs a whole lot more than other instruments, besides maybe the piano. It's got some very intricate and complicated special techniques that are just can be a little bit harder to master at the beginner level than, say, like the saxophone or the flute. And it's also a double reed instrument, and so there's this whole thing with having to make your own reeds and dealing with all of those challenges.
Is it the complexity? Is it the difficulty that drew you to it?
I mean, I think I was willing to take on the challenge, and it was sort of a unique instrument. Nobody else was doing it, so I could sort of stand out that way a little bit. And I really was drawn to the sound of the instrument. It's a really unique instrument, and so I was happy to go on that journey.
And that journey includes your own bassoon studio where you are talking to us from now.
Right. So, yes, most of my lessons these days are taught over Zoom, but I also teach in a normal year. I would be teaching all over the city. So I teach at UTC and Chat State and Lee University. I also have high school students and middle school students. And then I also, on occasion, try to get together other community bassoonists. We do usually a Christmas performance, a Scenic City Bassoon Christmas, and that's all ages, including, you know, older amateurs and even my sixth graders. And so it's a fun way to get everybody together from across the city.
Share more of your performing background with us. This is a background that has taken you all over the world. Right now, performances are shut down for obvious reasons, but right. Where have you gone? Where have you played?
Well, I grew up here in Chattanooga, but then when I went away to college, I ended up in North Carolina. And then I pursued my graduate degree at Florida State University. And then from there, I ended up in Texas, partly because I was involved with a percussionist that got a job out there, who's now my husband. And so we ended up in Texas for about a decade. And I gained a lot of performance and teaching experience while I was there, and then also was pursuing a doctorate at the University of North Texas. But we have also participated in festivals in Greece, Ireland, other places in Europe. It's been really cool to just have music be a vehicle for traveling and meeting different people and participating in different kinds of events that you may not have ever been able to do, and can really be a fantastic thing. But I'm grateful to be back here in Chattanooga. This is my hometown, like I said, and in some ways it's been nice to enjoy weekends. And, you know, it'll be kind of nice to have weekends off in the fall and be able, we love going outside and hiking and those kinds of things. Yes, of course, I would obviously love to be performing all the time, but in some ways it's kind of a blessing to step back a little bit.
Let's talk about your work with Southeast Center for Education of the Arts, which we now call Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC.
So I was fortunate to become involved with this program a little over a year ago. And they were building this roster of teaching artists. And it seemed like a great fit for me with some of my background and experience. I've always been an educator. And that's part of what I do as a musician. I think it's really important to do both. Some people really don't like to do that. But I think that being a good educator really makes you a stronger artist overall and a stronger performer. And so this opportunity to become involved in more school-based work and more collaborating with teachers was really appealing to me. And it's kind of opened my eyes up to a whole new way of using my art form to help educate people and to bring arts into the schools. So it was also really fun just working with this group of 8 teaching artists that all came from different areas. I guess I sort of represented more of the classical background a little bit, but we also have other musicians like Rick Rushing, who's, you know, blues guitarist. We have Rachel Graver, who's a wonderful instrumentalist as well as singer, and Kofi and all of his percussion and drumming. And then Jennifer Daniels, she's awesome. And then we had some dance-based artists, a little bit of theater, and Colleen with her puppetry. So bringing all of those artists together into one room to do these trainings was such a great way to really explore and dive into the possibilities for how to bring our art forms to young children.
Some of those artists whom you've mentioned, we have spoken with already. Some we will be speaking with down the road. Tell me more about how you see the role of music in shaping a young person's life.
I think it's a great entry point into making learning fun and engaging. And it has so many possibilities for connecting with the curriculum. And that's really what we're about. We're collaborating with the teachers to enhance their curriculum or give them teaching strategies and tools to use with their students to help them really engage with whatever they're trying to learn. So especially with young children, finding ways to connect with literacy, taking a book and diving into it, you know, you're doing more than just reading a book. You're taking that book beyond and finding ways to expand the content and use different musical ideas to enhance the content. So for example, you could take concepts of learning steady beat and sequencing, or you could connect with feelings, social emotional learning, different moods and things like that, that really bring home the content and also develop those ideas in the children.
Beyond your work as a teaching artist and beyond your teaching for now virtually, what's next? What are you thinking about next?
That's a good question. I do feel really excited about continuing this work and seeing where this organization goes in terms of different possibilities, different collaborations with educators across the city. So I hope that this becomes more of a regular part of my career. I want to continue expanding my bassoon studio, and I call it bassoon awareness for the instrument, just because it is one that's at least amongst the, like, you know, general population, like, it's one of the least well known. It still has somewhat of kind of that novelty appeal, and it's capable of so much and really capable of doing things, you know, beyond just playing in the orchestra or beyond traditional classical chamber music or something like that. You know, I think it's really fun to go sit in with Rick Rushing, you know, for example, and play some blues, or look into more diverse literature, newer repertoire, even if it, you know, chamber music, and bringing that into more unique venues and trying to I guess just raise awareness for for the instrument, and then just increasing the number of students in the city that are actively playing and creating a really strong community here.
And for people who want more information about Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC, they can go to www.utc.edu/arts-based-collaborative. For people who want to contact you, for people who want more information about you and all that you do and they want to contact you, how can they do that?
You can find me at stacyspringmusic.com. I'm also on social media if you want to look me up there, or LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and you're welcome to send me a message.
All right, Stacy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now, here's Stacy Spring on bassoon, performing with local musicians Nikki Tejero on clarinet and Tim Hink on piano. Thank you.